Runaway, a young boy's story of longing for the love of his father. Written and narrated by Mel Jackson.
Preface. My daughter Audra presented me with a diary on Father's Day and asked if I would leave a legacy of words, memories, to read to her children after I am long gone. I thought that I would do that and also acquaint her with my father, whom she had never known. Dad died 6 years prior to her birth. Other than what is presented in this book, I'm sad to say that I have little memory of my father. Here is an attempt to set to paper an experience that, to a boy, made no sense. At times when I told my childhood stories to my children, it was to cause them to laugh. Now, I will attempt to inform, sadden, and also amuse. I will not attempt to vilify, but only describe a young boy's longing for the love of his father.
Chapter 1. I like Dad's name, Bud Jackson. It had a good ring to it, a strong name, strong like Dad. His name sounded like the kind of guy who could beat anyone at anything. I was named after my dad, although I didn't have his nickname of Bud. I had his first and last name, Forrest Jackson. But my family and acquaintances called me by my middle name, Melvin. Dad named me after his brother Melvin, who died when he was almost 3 years old. Dad felt responsible for Melvin's death because when he and Melvin were boys, Dad was always hot-natured, and Melvin was cold-natured. Dad insisted on keeping their bedroom window open one cold, windy winter's night, and Melvin caught pneumonia and died. Dad felt guilty and responsible for causing Melvin's death, so in order to make it up to Melvin, when I came along in 1850, instead of naming me after him, Forrest Henry Jackson, he named me after Melvin. But I didn't like the name of Melvin. Uncle Melvin's name didn't sound tough like Bud. I was honored to be named after Melvin, just didn't care for his name. The problem was, if I lived out west, it would be better to have a name like Bud. If I had Dad's name, I could have said to someone, "Don't mess around with me, 'cause you see, I'm bone tough. My name is Bud." Now, if I had to say, "Don't mess around with me, my name is Melvin," I would probably get laughed at. It just didn't have the same effect. But my name wasn't the only thing I wasn't happy with. I had a couple dreams that bounced around in my head, some things that I wanted to do. One was to run away and join the circus, as my dad had done when he was a boy. And the other was to run away and join up with my hero, Roy Rogers. My dad told me the story of how he joined the circus when he was a teenage boy and worked until it closed for the season. He said that his job was to tend to the elephants. He had to feed, water, and wash the elephants and keep their stalls clean. Dad said it was a dangerous job. If he wasn't paying attention and was goofing off, one of those elephants could have stepped on him or something worse. Dad said that the work was hard and he got peanuts for pay. But if I knew my dad, I imagine he must have profited a little bit better than just peanuts for pay for his labors, because he wasn't born yesterday. He said that he got all he wanted to eat at the tent cafeteria along with all the other circus people. He knew all the clowns, the lion tamer, the fat lady, the bearded lady, everyone. Dad had no problem getting into a three-ring arena to watch all the shows since he worked there. He even got to help with the other acts by moving equipment around between acts and setting up for the next. He must have had a great time. I learned a lot about the circus from watching Circus Boy on television. I decided that if I found a circus somewhere to join, I would start off working with the elephants like my dad did. That way I'd learn the tricks of the trades. I'd start at the bottom and work up, so to speak. Now, if it turned out that working with the elephants wasn't what I was really cut out to do, I could always change jobs and move up to working with the lions or become a clown or something else. It really didn't matter what job I started with, except I knew for sure that I didn't want to get on the high wire or the trapeze. I was afraid of heights. I had discovered that fact when I climbed too high in a huge oak tree at home and was scared to get back down. Surely there was a ton of other jobs to choose from that didn't involve dangling high above the ground. Running off to see Roy Rogers with my
Sample complete. Ready to continue?